For a good few months in late 2021, I was staying at my grandparents' old house. They had passed away a while ago, and my family hadn't sold the place yet. It was kind of used as a vacation house for the time being. But for those few months, I was in between apartments and needed somewhere to stay, so it worked out. I wasn't too happy about it, because it was a really old and janky place. Not having to pay rent was nice, though. Anyway, this happened 2 months into my time there. I had gotten home from work at 6, parking in the driveway and heading to the mailbox to collect my mail, when one of the neighbors came up to me. She was an elderly woman I'd talked to a few times before, just about my grandparents and my situation and whatnot. Through our few conversations, I also happened to mention that I was staying at the house alone temporarily, and that's why she came up to talk to me. She remembered me saying a couple days ago that it was just me staying there, but earlier in the day, while she was walking around the neighborhood, she saw someone moving around behind the windows inside the house. When she also noticed my car wasn't there, it made her worry because she was pretty sure I was at work. I thanked her for letting me know, but honestly, I didn't fully take in what she said. She didn't seem super confident in what she saw, and I mean, that would be crazy. Why would anyone be inside my grandparents' old house? Still, walking inside, I did a quick check around for any signs someone might have broken in or moved anything, but I saw nothing, not even a shoe print on the ground. It definitely was a weird and unsettling way to start my night, but I hoped it really was nothing to be worried about. I made dinner and watched TV in the living room for the rest of the night. It was a Friday, so I was off the next 2 days. I must have stayed up past 1 a.m. During that time, I'd basically forgotten about the whole thing my neighbor had told me. It kinda just felt like a regular night. With it being very late though, I shut off the TV and headed upstairs. Now, when I'd gotten home earlier, the sun was still lighting up most of the house, so I didn't turn most of the lights on, which made the whole house very dark now that it was in the middle of the night. The only lights I turned on were the ones in the bedroom when I changed out of my work clothes. I headed up the creaky wooden stairs to the second floor, then down the hallway and into the bedroom. This was a really old room, just like the rest of the house, but it had two sections. There was the bed area with, well, a bed, and then there was a small hallway with a closet and one of those dated vanity desks built into the wall. On the other side of that was a large bathroom with a separate shower, bathtub, and way too many mirrors. Kinda creeped me out, to be honest. Anyway, I used the bathroom, shutting off the lights in there as I went back into the bed area, turning off those lights as well. However, right away, I realized something was off. There was still a light on. I turned around, and after a second, I felt my heart start racing a little bit. That vanity slash closet hallway between the bed and the bathroom had a light on. To give context on why this was so disturbing, it was one of those single, old-fashioned light bulbs attached to the ceiling, with a thin string hanging down that you had to pull to turn it on and off. For that reason, I never once used that light. Not to mention, it was nearly impossible to accidentally turn it on or off, because it was only managed by pulling the string. I walked up to the hallway and stared at it. The fuzzy, bluish hue of the light was barely coming through the fogged-up glass on the bulb. Thing had to be decades old. I carefully reached up and pulled the string. The amount of force it took to actually get it to click off was deceptive. Definitely wouldn't just click on its own. The more I looked into it, the more nervous I got, especially when my neighbor's comment about seeing someone inside here crept back into mind. Looking back, I should have left right then and there, just to be safe. But I think it's a lot easier than people give credit for to let yourself believe it's all some kind of fluke. Like, what if the light really did just turn on its own? It was old as hell. Maybe it wasn't working right. And again, the chances someone broke into this old place, of all things, was so extraordinarily small that I really felt I needed real proof if I were to believe it, let alone call 911 over it. I mean, a single light being on in the house that I never ever used was creepy and unsettling, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I didn't feel it was enough to really freak out over. Though I definitely wasn't going to get good sleep anytime soon. I turned the lights in my bedroom back on, but stayed in there with the door closed, figuring I'd sit in bed on my phone until I got tired again. Over the next 30 minutes, I kept catching myself looking at the door and at the hallway to the bathroom, like out of paranoia. Even after all the excuses I made, my gut still felt like something was off about all this. I just didn't know what to do about it. I'd already checked the whole house earlier, but I figured maybe I should double check. I got up and opened the door to the main upstairs hallway. The house was eerily quiet. I took a few steps through the hallway to the spare bedroom and opened the door. It still had my grandparents' old bed and furniture in it, along with a bunch of boxes stacked along the wall. I got a really unsettling feeling being in that room. I know the whole point was to actually search the house, but as soon as I stepped foot in there, my body just locked up. My heart rate was picking up, getting faster and faster, like an alarm was going off inside me, telling me to get the hell out of that room. And then I saw something. A shape sticking out under the covers on top of the bed. As I looked at it more, I slowly was able to make out that it was a body. Someone was in the bed under the covers. The immediate panic set in as I tried to back up, but it caused me to stumble a bit, making a loud creak on the wooden floors. Instantly, the person sat up in the bed, so fast that he surely wasn't sleeping and was probably listening to my every move already. It was a man, his eyes piercing into mine, but that was all I could see before booking it out of the room. His footsteps followed close behind. I didn't stop until I got out of the house and ran down the road to the neighbor's doorstep, the same one that I talked to earlier. She let me in and got help on the way. I was thankful that officers arrived relatively quick, but the intruder must have run out right away, because he was already gone. In the weeks that followed, my parents helped to do an inventory check on everything they knew was in the house, or at least all the valuables, and nothing was missing, or if anything was, it wasn't valuable. Which begs the question, why was he there? A lot of people think he just knew that nobody lived in the house, and so he was squatting in it, living in it without anyone knowing. But what terrifies me, and makes me think that might not be the case, is that I'd been there for 2 months, so he had to know I was there. Was there a chance he'd been hiding, living there with me, that whole time, without me being aware? And what would have happened had I not found him and run away? I moved out immediately and haven't been back to the house since. I probably never will. I was on my way back from a road trip. Wasn't anything great. Just visiting some of my folks for a few days. I always hated that the drive was 14 hours though. It was just too much to do comfortably in one day, but also not long enough to feel justified in getting a hotel and making the drive twice as long. I always forced myself to do it all in one day, which just took all the enjoyment of the road trip completely out of it. Anyway, I'd left my folks' place around 3-ish in the afternoon, so I was driving through the night. Wasn't a smart move. I was tired and sleepy by 12 a.m., but this part of the road wasn't through cities, or anything at all like that. It was barren forest roads, or just open nothingness. Couple gas stations every so often, and maybe a few dirt streets leading to who knows where. I figured I'd stop whenever I had the chance and grab something to keep me awake. A coffee, energy drink, literally anything. I found a small gas station a little ways down the road, in the trees off the side of the highway. Looked like a local one, so maybe a small town was behind it. Though it was of course covered up by all the trees. No street lights even went down that road that went behind the gas station. As I pulled in, I noticed this gas station looked a little strange. It wasn't like those modern ones, with the giant overhang covering the pumps. It was just a few pumps sitting out in the open, and no lights near them. Even the building didn't look like it had lights on inside. All this to say, I definitely would have thought this place was closed, or maybe even abandoned, if not for the 3 or 4 other cars parked in the parking lot. It genuinely looked like a typical old-school gas station on the side of a barren highway, with other customers also here, except not as lit up as it should have been. But I assumed since others were here, it was still open. I parked next to the other cars and got out. As I walked up to the door, all I could see was my reflection on the glass until I opened it. The instant I opened the door, all 4 or 5 people standing scattered throughout the inside of the shop immediately turned and looked at me. Not just a glance, they all shifted and stared simultaneously, holding their eyes fixed on me. The men's faces were all rugged and emotionless, but that's all I could see, because after being caught off guard by them, I noticed not only was it insanely dark, but it was also empty in there. All the shelves were still standing, but nothing was on them. Even after seeing that, and looking back up at all the men, they were still looking at me, like I didn't belong there. All of this took place over maybe 10 seconds before I backed up and let the door close in front of me, then hurried back to my car. I didn't know what the hell that was, but it felt like some strange cult meeting at an abandoned gas station that I unknowingly barged in on. I pulled away from the store and back onto the road. Guess this was kind of one of those things you just don't think too hard about and move on from. Because 10 minutes later, I had accepted the fact I'd never actually know what I walked in on, and was back to looking for a gas station, hopefully an open, safe one this time. The empty road didn't look promising, though. Another 10 minutes went by, when headlights came up behind me. I was going relatively fast, maybe 10 or 15 over the speed limit. And with no other cars out on the road, this was the first time someone had come up behind me in probably hours. And then there was another, maybe even several more. I couldn't really tell as all their lights blended together. They were all coming up real fast though. I moved into the right lane to let them pass, and the first one did, but quickly merged back in front of me. I was aware enough to already be slowing down a bit, but I definitely wasn't expecting them to slam on their brakes. Nearly had a heart attack as I did the same, trying to also swerve to avoid hitting them. I managed to stop just a couple feet from their bumper with my car slightly sideways. And that's when everything sort of set in. This was one of the cars from the gas station. I looked in the mirror. The other car stopped right behind me, and another came and pulled up near the door. In a matter of seconds, multiple men were getting out of the cars and surrounding mine. If this were happening during the day, and not on some desolate road at 1 a.m. with nobody else around, I might have taken a safer approach. But given the circumstances, I felt I had no choice but to take the risk of trying to escape. With cars blocking every way, I drove off the road and into the trees, not getting too far before grabbing my phone and bailing from the car. I sprinted into the forest. It was essentially pitch black, even just 30 feet into the trees. I kept running, hearing all the men's footsteps coming up behind me. But as I got deeper, I think they couldn't see enough to follow me. I sat up against a tree and waited, maybe a whole hour even, without turning my phone on. I was scared one of them would be around and see the screen, so I sat there and just stared at the nothingness of the pitch-black woods and listened to the leaves rustling in the branches above me. After that hour, I finally got my phone out and used the map to get me back to the road, where I could then get a signal enough to text 911. All the cars were gone, except for mine, still between all the trees off the road. After that long night, a tow truck was able to get my car out, and surprisingly, it had almost no damage. Whoever had been following me and attempted to stop me, there's been no update on. I think I've settled on the fact that the men likely thought I'd witnessed or seen something in that gas station that I shouldn't have, and so they followed me in an attempt to clear themselves, whether that was by kidnapping me or getting rid of me and hiding any evidence in the secluded forest off the side of the road. The picture of me walking into that gas station and all the men turning and staring at me is still burned into my mind. It still haunts me thinking about what could have happened. I'm writing this while the memory is still fresh. It only happened a couple days ago. I had Tuesday and Wednesday off of work this week and was hanging out at home. No plans, just chilling and having some quiet time alone. On Tuesday night, I thought it'd be nice to order some food just to save me time from cooking, so I pulled up DoorDash and found some random place that was still open and got a small meal. It said it'd take around 45 minutes. I stayed in the living room and watched YouTube on the TV. It was a good night up until this point. After around 45 minutes, I happened to get up and just casually look out the window. I don't even know why, really, as I could easily just open the app to check on the delivery. But when I looked out, I noticed there was a car parked in my driveway. Immediately, I opened up DoorDash and checked the map, and the delivery guy was still 10 minutes away. But then, who was in my driveway? I'm not really a loudspoken type person, so I wasn't keen on going outside and saying anything to them. I mean, surely they'd realize they were in the wrong place and leave without me having to say so. I went back to the sofa, but got up and checked out the window every couple of minutes. When the DoorDash order arrived, the car was still there in the driveway. From the window, I couldn't really see much into the car, so when I answered the door for the delivery, I asked the driver if they'd seen anyone in there. He said yeah, there was just some guy in the driver's seat, but he didn't really look too hard. I thanked him and he left. I felt really uncomfortable about this. I tried to gather the courage to go out there and see what they were doing. But only 5 minutes after sitting down to eat, there was a knock at the door. I jumped up from the couch. My heart was racing, and I stood looking at the door for a minute before walking over slowly, trying to stay quiet. When I looked out, no one was there. The car was still out there, though. I took a deep breath and opened the door. I stepped outside. It was dark and quiet. I looked down the side of the porch, but still saw no one, so I walked down the driveway and up to the car. When I looked through the window, whoever had been in there was gone. A chill came over my body. I moved to the back of the car to get the license plate, only to find it didn't have one. That made me even more scared, because it made me think whoever this guy was, he had planned for this. I moved away from the car to head back inside, as I was really starting to get uncomfortable, and felt now that it was definitely a good time to call the police. I stepped inside and closed the door behind me, but immediately I got a really strange feeling. The house was quiet, but it was like my senses picked up on something being off. I crept over to the living room and looked at the couch. My phone was gone. Every bone in my body felt like it just stung with fear. Before I could even get myself to move, I heard the slow sound of a door hinge creaking open. Then a few footsteps moved quietly down the hallway toward the front door, but they stopped just before passing the corner. They were waiting there, right around the corner near the front door. I couldn't just run out. I was frozen for a few moments, then started to very carefully and quietly make my way to the other side of the house. No matter which way I chose, I'd have to pass by the hallway that I knew the man was in, so whatever I was gonna do, I knew I had to do it fast. I hesitated for a second. I think the anxiety of what I was about to do took over for a moment, but then I got a hold of myself and made a dead sprint for the back door. I unlocked it and ran out of the house, and just as I stepped out the door, I heard the man behind me call out my name. Not even just my first name, but my last name too. It confused and shocked me enough to make me turn around and look back. The man was barreling toward the back door, and I could see most of his face, but had no recognition of ever seeing him before. I turned back and continued running. The area behind my house was just a flat continuation of the neighborhood, not really any places to hide. I could hear the man still chasing me though. I kept running, making it past the next row of houses, and decided to just start running down the sidewalk and hope a car or someone comes by to help me. But after a few minutes, I looked back, and the guy wasn't there. It took a long time to find someone willing to help me to call the police, and so the man wasn't anywhere around by then, having taken his car and fled. And apparently, the guy was smarter than I thought, because I immediately tried tracking my phone, but he tossed my phone in my front yard before leaving, so we couldn't track it to find him. If this were just a regular break-in or robbery or whatever, I'd be a lot less traumatized. But clearly, it wasn't that. There was more to it. This was a stalker, having known my full name and likely a whole lot more about me. There's no saying how long he'd been watching me for, or what he wanted to do. It's only been a few days, though, and I'm already planning to move far away. I can't sit around knowing whoever that was still knows where I live. If there's any updates in the next few weeks, I'll try to let you know.